When I found out I was going to be a parent, I immediately felt a lot of anxiety and worry. So I went on to BetterHelp to try to look for a therapist to help me with that.
My relationship with my family and with my boyfriend and with myself were suffering. I really needed help.
I was ruminating a lot. Really getting those thoughts out to a therapist and getting feedback was just life-changing.
If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, visit BetterHelp.com/stuff today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/stuff.
In Puerto Rico, there's adventure around every corner and natural treasures waiting to be explored, like El Yunque, the only tropical rainforest in the U.S. Get swept away by natural beauty and come away with unique stories that could only be experienced in Puerto Rico and that remind you why you travel in the first place. Visits end, but stories last forever. You don't become a part of the island, it becomes a part of you. No passports required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you? Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark. There's Charles W. Chuck Bryant. And we are coming at you with Stuff You Should Know.
Yeah, this is Public Service Edition. We do a few of these every now and then.
Yeah, we want to make sure that you consumers out there are well taken care of. And we feel like we're the guys to do it. Us and Clark Howard.
At least right now.
Actually, I want to go ahead and issue a COA that Yumi demanded I issue. I am in no way, shape, or form qualified to give anyone financial advice of any type whatsoever.
Because so you don't understand it, or you're just not good with...
I don't know enough about it.
Gotcha.
I'm just a caveman.
Right.
Your world frightens and confuses me.
But this is pretty straight up. Cash, credit, or debit.
Plus, there's also the clincher at the end where I say, hey, man, do what you want.
Well, that's true.
So, there you go.
Spoiler. At the end of the day, it's depends on the context. Sometimes cash is great. Sometimes credit's great. Sometimes debit's great.
Although I went back and read this, and I'm like, I clearly favor personally debit cards. I just think they're better.
Yeah.
But we'll get into this.
Okay.
I have an actual news topic intro this time.
Let's hear it.
So there is a lady named Lori Black. She's 32.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in Auburn, Massachusetts.
Okay.
I don't know where that is, but I'll bet Hodgman does.
Yeah, probably.
As a matter of fact, let's bring him in to answer. John, come on in. Have a seat.
Not so.
Oh, no, he's not here?
No, he's not
okay.
Here.
Well, anyway, we'll find out some other time where Auburn, Massachusetts
half
is.
Of our audience just went, sweet, and half of them went, no.
Lori Black is a 32-year-old unemployed or out-of-work preschool teacher from Auburn, Massachusetts, and she also has the unlikely credit of having 15 Black Fridays under her belt. That's where the blimp attacks the Super Bowl. She's got 15 of those under her belt. And her whole thing is that she can't afford to do this herself. But she is such a junkie for this kind of thing that she's come up with a great way to get in the game, get in the Black Friday game and not break her record, and make a little bit of cash, and that is to be a Black Friday mercenary.
So hold on. Let me get this straight. You're saying that she has attended that many, like, Walmart openings or whatever?
Yeah.
Or not openings, but just shopping experiences.
You're the kind where, like, she's the kind where you camp outside.
Right.
And
fight with people.
Right.
You hate your neighbor.
And I thought about this. I'm like, well, I mean, a lot of people like to do that. And I didn't realize in this article from dailyfinance.com points out that she lives in Massachusetts. And when Black Friday comes around in Massachusetts, you are freezing if you're camping outside waiting for a store to open. So what she's saying is, like, I'll go stand in for you. I will go throw the elbows. I will bring my stiletto and, I will get you those deals that you want. You stay at home and stay toasty. And she's also figured out that nursing home patients who love Black Friday deals, will probably be her biggest clientele. You stay in bed.
So she's preying on shut-ins.
No, she's not preying on shut-ins. She's offering a valuable service for 15% of the total value of the purchases she makes for you.
Oh, she'll buy your stuff even. Yeah. I thought she just held your place in line and then they would show up.
She goes shopping for you. She does everything.
Really?
She's a Black Friday mercenary. So if you want to hire Lori Black, you can find a Craigslist ad that she posted. I guess look for, first go to Google Maps or Yahoo Maps or whoever maps and look up Auburn, Massachusetts and find the closest big city and then go to Craigslist and go to that big city's, I don't know what posting, but you'll find it.
I'm kind of curious about, does she take on more than one person, I wonder? Is there a guarantee of how much they need to spend? Because if she's doing all this for $100, then...
Well, no, I don't think she'd do it for $100. Although, she may be such a lover of Black Friday that, hey, might as well.
So she's crazy, is what you're saying.
I think she's she's an eccentric person.
Wow.
But not really crazy. I'm sure she's very nice. 15 Black Fridays. 16. Here's pulling for Lori Black to make that, to keep her streak unbroken.
You're rooting for her?
Yeah. Right. So my big question is if you're Lori Black and you are using your own money that people are going to pay you for in return, what's the best thing you can use while you are standing outside of Black Friday Target midnight?
Well, that depends. So let's get into it. There are advantages to each. There are disadvantages to each, Josh, and we'll go over those right now. Cash is anonymous.
Yeah, if you're a drug dealer, cash is awesome.
Yeah, some people like the fact that your purchases aren't being tracked if you use cash. In my family, we like that our purchases are tracked because then you can look at your budget each month and say, this is where we're spending this, this is where we're spending this. You can still do that with cash, but that means you got to keep up with all that stuff yourself, right, instead of having your bank account program doing it for you.
It's true. There's also a proof of ownership that cash in no way, shape, or form has.
That's right.
Remember in Die Hard, what the German terrorists were after was unmarked bearer bonds.
Yeah.
Same as cash.
Oh, they weren't terrorists? They were common thieves? No, they were exceptional thieves.
Right. That's exactly right. In the Nakatomi building.
Uh-huh. Which is in Century City.
So, yeah, if your cash is gone, your cash is gone.
Right. Proof of ownership. Your face sometimes is on the credit card. Your name's on the credit card. You've signed the credit card and right, debit card. They ask you to show proof of ID many times.
Yes. You don't have to sign the credit card, by the way.
Is that right?
If you sign it and you give somebody your credit card, you can be like, you and I both know that I don't have to show you a photo ID. If my signature's on the back, if I've endorsed this credit card, that's good enough by law, pal.
Right.
But I never sign the back of my credit card.
I usually don't either.
I put C-I-D in Sharpie. Not the letter C, the word C, S-E-E-I-D.
And do they do that?
Most of the time, it's definitely picked up since the recession started.
Really?
I've noticed people did not do it, and now they do. And every time they do, I go, thank you for asking.
Well, plus it's ridiculous because you go to sign that stupid little thing with a ballpoint pen. It looks nothing like your signature. Because you're trying to squeeze it in on this little slippery.
Right, sure.
Wipe.
It's all smudgy.
It's all smudgy. And then the other thing, though, is signatures these days are usually, I guess at a restaurant you still sign a thing, but a lot of times now you're signing that stupid Jeopardy pad. So I don't even sign my name anymore. I just scratch something.
Do you?
Yeah, because, I mean, I can't sign my name. It looks like I'm like 3 years old.
Yeah, my signature is sometimes good, sometimes not. But the point is if you sign the back of it,
right,
somebody can practice what it looks like on the back,
sure,
and make that signature and just be like, just compare the signatures. That's what it's there for.
But, Josh, you are protected nonetheless under the Fair Credit Billing Act. If you lose your credit card, you only have to pay for up to $50 worth of the fraud.
Yes.
If you lose or get your debit card stolen,
mm-hmm,
the Electronic Fund Transfer Act covers you. Same deal, $50, as long as you report it stolen within 2 days.
Of noticing it was stolen.
Of noticing it was gone. And then it jumps up to $500 that you're liable for. It's not like they say, well, you got to pay for everything.
No. And thank you, big government, for that.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, I mean,
that's one time it works.
Yeah, well, there's another time. We'll get to it.
Okay.
So you've got, you have anonymity with cash, but you have a lack of security.
Yes.
You have security with plastic, both debit and credit, but you don't have any anonymity.
No, they, whoever they are, they can track your purchases.
They definitely can. And they is usually law enforcement. And I guess if you go to the security aspect of it, mm-hmm. credit cards and debit cards, debit cards have a leg up over credit cards.
Yeah.
Because of your PIN.
Right.
Which is like, it's like a signature in numbers that only you know, or only you should know. And so they probably don't even ask to see your card if you use your debit card and you enter your PIN number, because they just assume that's you. You know your PIN. You're not going to steal a wallet and just get the debit card right the first time out.
No.
So there you have it.
But I have a question.
Okay.
And maybe someone knows this. Why don't credit cards have PINs now?
I don't know that.
I wonder why. It would seem to be just one extra added layer. You're swiping it just like a debit card. So I don't know. I'm wondering that.
I have no idea.
All right. Maybe somebody knows out there in the finance world.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible.
That's right. It's even in the name. Use code STUFF20 at checkout to receive $20 off your first month. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month every month, taxes and fees included.
Yep. Again, use promo code STUFF20 and you'll receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Switch now at Visible.com.
For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.
Cash and debit have the other advantage, which is a lack of fees. When you buy something with a credit card, unless it's an American Express, which you have to pay off each month, you are charged financing fees. And if you take a hit and you're late on your bills, those fees are going to increase and increase to ungodly levels at times. You know, 20-something percent you might be paying.
Well, the average interest rate as of this week in the United States for a credit card is 14.98%, 15%. That's this week.
That is so much money.
The average debt that Americans with credit cards carry is $16,635. That's not home debt, but it's not just credit card debt. The average credit card debt is between $5,100 and $6,500 right now in the United States for credit card holders. That's their average credit card debt. So yeah, man, if you get bumped up a few points, you're going to feel it.
Yeah.
And especially if you're just making minimum payments
and
then going out and buying more stuff and paying just a little bit off, but you're adding more to it. Well, it's not very hard to do the math.
Yeah.
You might as well put your own collar on.
Yes. And if you're young and fairly naive about finance, you know what a minimum payment is? That means you're just paying the finance charges.
Well, you say that if you're young, but get this. I saw a stat that showed that most credit card holders, 65% of credit card holders under like age 30 pay off their monthly balance.
Oh, really?
Which is more than the adults pay.
Huh. Interesting.
So you got to leave it to the kids. They're doing something right this time. For once in your life.
Do you know what what kind of balance we carry? Zip.
Really? That's pretty great.
We didn't used to, but we got to a point where we were looking at finance charges and we just couldn't live like that anymore.
That's great. So every month you pay it off.
We use American Express only.
Yeah.
Because we get the Sky Mileage.
Yep.
Use it for everything we buy that, you know, where they don't demand that you use like a debit card.
Right.
And we pay it off each month.
That's great.
It is. It's a good way to live.
Yeah.
Because when you start looking at the finance fees that you're paying, like at the end of the year, it's depressing.
Yeah.
Like I used to, when I was single and living alone, I used to just ignore that.
Well, I think that's what a lot of people do, and that's what they want.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You want some more stats?
Yeah, I got a lot of stats too, but go ahead.
Okay. The average American consumer, Chuck, has 3.5 credit cards. Yeah. I don't know how you have half a credit card, but 3.5 credit cards. That seems like a lot to me.
If you live in New Hampshire, New Jersey, Josh, 20% of the people in that state have 10 or more credit cards in those two states.
What?
Isn't that nuts?
That is very nuts. All right, I got another one.
All right.
78% of Americans have a credit card. 80% have a debit card. That is a lot of people that have a credit card and a debit card.
Okay. About 25% of people do not have a credit card at all, and 30% of people, they estimate, pay it off every month. And listen to this. The average consumer's oldest obligation is 14 years old.
Wow.
So that means obligation means you've got something sitting on there from 14 years ago.
I thought they had to stop reporting after 7 years.
Well, no. I mean, if it's on your...
Oh, like credit, like stuff you bought that you're still paying off?
Yeah.
Is up to 14 years old for the average person?
Yeah, the average oldest obligation.
Right.
So that trip to Europe you took in 15 years ago, you might still be paying off.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That'd be 96.
96?
Consumer.
That's when I was in Europe, actually.
Consumer debt, December 31st, 2010. All consumer debt in America.
Mm-hmm.
I almost can't say it. $11.4 trillion.
Really?
That's how much America owes. That's how much the American people owe, not the government. That's how much the regular old Joes owe. Ouch.
All right. So
that was stat heavy, huh?
Yeah, it was, but these are good stats. People need to know this stuff.
Are you going with stats still?
No, I'm done.
All right. So where are we at? Let's recap here. Cash is good, but you lose it easy. Right?
And if you lose it or it's stolen, you're almost 100%.
That's what I meant to say.
Likely to not get it back.
Not that you lose it easy.
Right.
Debit cards are good because they offer protection from the federal government.
They got a PIN?
You got a PIN.
Mm-hmm.
Credit cards offer the same protection. They don't have a PIN. Right?
Right.
They charge fees.
Interest financing fees.
Yes. And
sometimes membership fees.
And debit cards now, again, have a higher leg up. As it stands right this second against credit cards, because the overdraft fees that used to just kill people are now illegal unless you opt in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They remember there was the CARD Act. So as of, I think, August 2010, you had to officially opt in with your bank to say, I want overdraft protection, and therefore you can charge me overdraft fees.
Sure. Which... At one point in my life, I loved overdraft protection because I was writing checks my butt couldn't cash.
Right.
And I didn't mind paying those fees.
Oh, dude, those fees are crippling.
Yeah, but if you were me in the mid-90s, you like those fees.
I gotcha.
Because you could just stay afloat.
Gotcha.
And that's what it was all about for me back then.
Or you could just, do your finances correctly.
Yeah, true, which I did not do.
And I remember Bank of America got in trouble for this. They always posted from largest amount to smallest amount under the idea that your smallest amount, there were more of your smallest amounts,
mm-hmm.
so that when they started hitting, you could get more and more overdraft fees.
Oh, right.
Largest to smallest or smallest to largest. Whichever way you got hit with the more overdraft fees, that's the way that they always posted.
Whichever
stuff.
Way they could screw you the most.
Yeah, without any regard to chronology whatsoever.
Right. Interesting.
It was however many overdraft fees could
So they got in trouble for that and corrected it?
Yes. That's what led to this.
Forced correction, that is.
Yeah.
Debit cards are generally fee-free. Your bank most likely has a fee-free debit card. If you're getting cash out of the ATM at your own bank, you're probably not going to be paying any fees there. So that's always nice to save on your fees.
That was another Bank of America thing. Remember, very recently they said they were going to charge $5 to use their debit cards, $5 a month.
Yeah.
And Occupy Wall Street was like, what? And
they rolled that back too.
They did. Apparently, a bunch of other banks rolled it back, except Wells Fargo still has it outstanding. They're apparently going to go ahead with their $5 fee.
Right.
So there's that.
Another point that we should consider, Josh, if you have a problem, if you have a shopping problem, then cash is your best friend, because there's a thing, and they even called it the pain of paying, which is when you take cash out of your wallet or purse, pocketbook, and hand it to somebody, it's a very visceral, real feeling that you see the money leave your hand and go to someone else and it's gone forever.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, debit and credit cards, it just exists in the ether. You may get paid electronically. You could live your life without seeing a single dollar bill very easily these days. Pay your bills remotely, don't have to write checks.
Right.
You can do it all on the intranet now. So that makes it pretty easy for a shopaholic to rack up some debt without realizing it.
Yeah.
Or not, yeah, without realizing it.
Right. It takes away, it makes money less transparent. Social Security, there's no longer Social Security checks. It's all electronic.
Oh, is it?
Which I don't think is a scam. I think it's a money-saving effort.
Well, because people would move in with their old neighbor and check their mail every day.
Right, right.
You know?
Who did that?
Or just check their mail every day, not even move in.
There's a school of thought, which is pretty rational and reasonable, that there's not going to be paper money that much longer because of stuff like that, big sweeping moves like this.
I don't know about that.
Well, there's paper money, paper dollars are under assault right now. You remember the super committee with the deficit reduction plan that they're taxed with coming up with? They have suggested phasing out dollar bills entirely and replacing them with dollar coins. Right?
Okay.
And
I'd be down with that.
Well, it would save like $536 billion over 30 years.
In
just
what?
Just a drop in the bucket.
Like, but what's the savings coming from?
Printing.
Oh, really?
So it costs more to print a dollar coin than it does to print a dollar bill. But dollar coins' average circulation life is 3 times longer. So ultimately, it costs less over the 30 years of the dollar coin's lifespan.
The coin is more hardy.
Yes, but you're going to run into a company called Crane & Co. out of Massachusetts, who has a friend named John Kerry, who's on the super committee. And Crane & Company are the ones who make the special paper $4 bills. And they're like, no, we can't get rid of this. So you're always going to run into those guys.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible.
That's right. It's even in the name. Use code STUFF20 at checkout to receive $20 off your first month. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month every month, taxes and fees included.
Yep. Again, use promo code STUFF20 and you'll receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Switch now at Visible.com.
For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.
Another final nod to credit cards is, like I mentioned, I get Sky Miles on my Amex Delta.
Yeah.
So a lot of these programs offer rewards, whether it's towards Sky Miles or vacation points, hotel points, cash back.
Yeah.
I think Discover actually writes you a check every year, don't they?
As far as I know.
Still do that. And you're not going to get that with a debit card or cash. So if that's important to you.
there was also one that I left out. I left that out of this article, but I also left out.
Did you write this?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Generally, whether you like it or not, I was wondering why you're making such fun of it to me.
You're like, I'm sitting right here.
whether you like it or not, it's a reality of this moment in history that you need a credit history of some sort to get a car or house or do any large purchase, and you can't build one with a debit card or with cash.
Right.
So if you can responsibly use a credit card, you can generate a credit history, and that is a huge advantage that a credit card gives you over anything else. And I also wanted to say, I think it kind of slipped by. I'm not saying that the onus is completely on banks to not rape and pillage. I think that the onus is on the individual consumer as well.
Sure.
To keep your checkbook balanced, mm-hmm. and to not rely on overdraft fees,
yeah.
and to, you know, really take a look at where your money's going. Basically, to be like Chuck.
Is now.
Yeah.
Actually, Chuck's wife is.
Yeah,
and always has been.
Yeah.
This was a great article. I was just kidding around about the...
Oh, don't say it now.
No, it's good.
Don't say it now.
I think you spell out all the points very deftly.
And... one more time as a nod to Yumi. I think you should go out and find out for yourself, being a responsible consumer, what works best for you.
Yeah.
Cash, debit, or credit.
Plus, you know, it's still sometimes nice to, I mean, it's nice to throw down the Amex gold to pay for dinner for your friends, but it's also nice to, you know, have the big bankroll in your pocket.
Yeah. And tell your friends to go rot.
Well, no, you could pay in cash and look like a big spender.
Oh, yeah. That's, I see what you're saying.
You know, like if I pulled out like 400
bucks.
Saving
versus spending.
No.
Oh, yeah. You can't do that.
Yeah.
The cash is like, if you pull that out, you're a walking target.
You can make it rain.
You could if you do that kind of thing.
Yeah. Can't make it rain with a credit card.
No.
You just throw it up
idea.
In the air and it comes right back down.
It's a bad idea either way. Cash, credit, or debit. Here's the ending. Making it rain.
Yeah.
In any way, shape, or form, with any kind of form of payment, that's a bad waste of money.
Only God can make it rain.
If you want to learn more about the hydrological cycle, or whether it's best to pay with cash, credit, or debit, you can type those words into the search bar at howstuffworks.com, and that'll bring up some good stuff. And I said search bar, so it's time for listener mail.
Josh, I'm going to call this a freaky email. Hi, guys. My mom was visiting my wife and I a few weeks ago, and they were both going through some old family photos in the living room. Mostly what I would overhear was, that's Uncle So-and-so, there's great Aunt Who's It. But occasionally she would mention Johnny Eck. I remember she would mention him every once in a while when I was younger, mostly in the context of some worldly advice. Johnny Eck would say you should never put coffee grounds down the sink, etc. Anyway, they were in the living room going through these albums when my mom, with my mom pointing at pictures, naming people, and apparently she points at one and says, there's such and such and so and so and Johnny Eck, the half man. And all of a sudden, the needle falls off the record. My wife stopped here and they said, whoa, 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 whoa. Half man? What are you talking about? My mom wasn't even fazed. She said, you know, Johnny Eck, the half man. So yes, you guys know Johnny Eck. He was basically just a torso, literally half a man. My mom explained that he and his brother had lived at my grandfather's house for a while when she was a kid, helped out around his kiddie amusement park. I don't know if a cherry just guffawed in there. You might want to look into that grandfather. Running the train, doing odd chores and stuff, and just entertaining the kids. I had no idea if my mom had mentioned it to me before. It was so nonchalant. It never hit me until now. My wife has a bit of a morbid curiosity for morbid curiosities, so she started digging around. Turns out it didn't take much digging. He was pretty famous. He's part of the freak show at Barnum and Bailey Circus, and even in the movie Freaks that we've talked about. You know?
Yeah.
Johnny Eck.
He walks on his fists.
That's right. And he gained a pretty big cult following with its resurgence in the 80s. And so Steve is related to Johnny Eck. Pretty cool.
Related, or his grandfather was friends with him?
His grandfather was friends with Johnny Eck.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Steve, for that
pretty
one.
Cool.
That is very cool. What was that in relation to?
I believe we mentioned Freaks in
The
show on mortgage rates.
No. Really?
I can't remember which one it was. We talked about freaks, though.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. It's a pretty cool story. And morbid curiosities are always interesting.
Definitely.
Also, Chuck, we should definitely say thank you to our buddy at Litabit Sweets. We got our Christmas package.
Festivus, as she says.
We got our Festivus package.
Yeah, Liz.
So I want to issue a proclamation. If you want to experience something awesome, I strongly suggest the Pecan Brown Sugar Brittle from Litabit Sweets. Have you had it yet?
No.
Dude, it is really good stuff.
Everything they make is amazing. And
this tops it all.
Really?
This tops it all. This and the honeycomb candy are my favorites.
Yeah, I like the honeycomb candy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, handmade candy, Brooklyn, New York. Liz always takes care. We're in the rotation now, which I just love.
Yeah.
We get like two or three of these packages a year.
So her, and I'm hoping we hear from Mona Colentine again. Remember Grandma Colentine sent like all those big, that big thing of different cookies?
Oh, was that who sent those?
Yeah, hint, hint.
Yeah, Mona, come on, get it together.
Anyway, Litabit Sweets is litabitsweets.com, LIDDABITSWEETS.com, litabitsweets.com, right?
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And thank you very much to Liz for that. And also, we never said thank you to these guys. I haven't watched these movies yet, but when we did the exploitation film episode,
yeah.
Some listeners from the company Scumbag Movies were like, oh, you like exploitation films, huh? Well, here's a bunch of free DVDs. So I have not seen any of the movies yet, but thank you very much for the thought and the gesture, Scumbag Movies, and we will let you guys and everybody know what we thought of your Scumbag Movies after we watch them.
Yeah, we're way behind, actually, on administrative detail. It's piled up, so
I think about that one every like few weeks, and I never remember, and yeah. I remembered, so I just wanted to get it out.
So if you've sent us something, I'd say look in the next like week or two. We'll knock those out, the thank yous.
Yes. So let's see, if you wanted to contact us, you can send us a tweet at SYSK Podcast, and you can visit us on Facebook.com at Facebook.com/StuffYouShouldKnow. Or you can send us a plain old-fashioned email at stuffpodcast@howstuffworks.com.
Be sure to check out our new video podcast, Stuff from the Future. Join How Stuff Works staff as we explore the most promising and perplexing possibilities of tomorrow. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.